Greetings. Thank you for tuning to another podcast episode of You Shall Know the Truth, and the Truth Shall Set You Free. I'm your host, Brother Givenson. And today, I would love to welcome you all that are listening to me, that are watching me on whatever channel you're watching me on, or whatever podcast station you're tuning into. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And on this podcast, we speak nothing but the raw truth to deliver you from all bondage. And today, the topic of discussion today is the power of music. We all know that we listen to music as a form of entertainment, but music, when we go in the essence of music itself, in the notes, in the frequencies especially, yes, music is governed by frequencies. That's what makes up the beats, okay? And that's why certain music, certain beats will affect different people in different ways. Different genres of music have different impacts on people. Do you know that music is the only thing in this universe that can have an effect or impact of every part of our beings? Yes, I did say that. Every part of our beings, our spirit, our soul, and our body. That's why you have soul music, you have spiritual music, and you have music, dance music, music that just caters to make you dance. But when you look into the integral parts of music, and anyone that is listening to me that is a musical scholar or a musician, you would know what I'm about to say. The G's, the E's, the F's, in music, these notes, it takes frequencies that they emit, and that's what affects our mood, affects if we're sad when we hear this song, if we're happy when we hear this song, or if we jump, or if we just want to sit down when we hear this song. And music even has the ability to transport you in time and place and environment, and even connect you to people. Music is very powerful. That's why one must be very careful of the genres of music they listen to. When we look at frequencies, and yes, frequencies govern what we call the airwaves, our cell phones, the microwave. Frequencies are emitted through motion. Anything that moves has a frequency. So today, the frequency that we're going to focus on is a frequency of 528. And many that have looked into this study before, this science before, of the 528 hertz, will know that this is called the love frequency. And this frequency has the ability to heal. Yes, I said that. Do the research. The 528 frequency, which is surnamed the love frequency, has the ability to heal by renewing the DNA structure in the body. Yes. So music is very powerful. Music is a bonding glue. It can connect people. It can separate people. Music, like I said, is the only element in this universe that has an impact on every part of us, even animals. And when you study various cultures, tradition, you will find music at the center of those cultures and traditions, and even religion. There's a reason why. Because music moves you. Music speaks an unseen language, unspoken language that has an impact on our emotions, on our mood. Music is very powerful. So today I brought you this word so that take heed to the music that you're listening to. Take heed to your playlists, because the way you may be feeling, or the way you even speaking or reacting, your music that you're listening to may have something to do with it or is contributing. And even in a positive way, this 528 frequency that I'm talking about, try it, Google it, go to YouTube. Try to play 528 hertz music and see the impact it has on your mood. Even allows you to sleep better. Do the research and you'll thank me later. So that's the word that I had to bring for you today on this podcast today. I thank you all for tuning in. Please feel free to share this podcast. Like, subscribe, follow this YouTube channel that is being broadcasted on. I'm your brother, Brother Givenson. Till next time, peace and blessings.